I am standing at the Manila American Cemetery. This 152-acre site is home to the largest number of World War II veteran graves outside the U.S. More than 17,000 veterans are marked here. It's also home to a memorial for those lost or missing in action in the war. One of those here, I'm stretching to look up. It must be about 25 feet up, and just below the ceiling there is Esteban Domingo, his country, the Philippines.
I'm Roy Domingo Pasos from Lawag City, Ilocos Norte, Philippines.
I reached Domingo's nephew, Roy Domingo Pasos, via cell phone from a remote part of the Philippines known as Ilocos Norte. He describes how his uncle and other young men fled the Japanese invasion in 1941 and joined U.S. forces fighting in the hills nearby.
They left behind their homes. They left behind their younger brothers to go to the mountains, because here in Ilocos Norte, there were a lot of guerrilla fighters back then, and the Japanese, they killed many of those who were suspected of joining the fight.
His uncle was captured by the Japanese and died in a POW camp. Today, his family is seeking full recognition. They're hoping his remains receive a proper burial and his dependents get veterans' benefits. Advocates say there are about 40,000 family members of Filipino fighters who deserve to be recognized.
I think the opposition is primarily fiscal.
That's Democratic Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii. He has a bill in the Senate that would recognize the last remaining Filipino veterans. Schatz does not yet have a cost estimate, but a more limited bill introduced in 2015 would have cost $53 million.
Everybody's sympathetic to the cause. But the hesitancy has been in terms of the price tag.
87-year-old Helen Balani ducks inside her cramped apartment in Los Angeles. She moved here from the Philippines in 2001 to take care of her ailing husband, Ireneo Balani, a veteran of World War II. Balani's husband died in 2004. Now she shares the three-bedroom apartment with five people, including her daughter and two other World War II widows. Cots and mattresses are set up in the living room, and boxes line the floor. Lately, they've had trouble making rent and had to fight an eviction.
Our husband fought with the American army side by side, and thousands of our people died together with the American people.
Balani's husband helped guide U.S. soldiers in the dense mountainsides during the war. Balani, as his widow, gets about $100 a month from the Philippine government, but she still does not receive any benefits from the U.S.
We are not trying to steal the money of America. We just want what is due to us.
The VA notes that the government has put in place several programs for Filipino veterans over the years, including a one-time payment for some and pensions for others. But there are still thousands more who have been left out. Art Garcia is with a group called Justice for Filipino American Veterans and has been working on the issue for more than 20 years. He calls the Senate bill the final piece in the decades-long fight.
If it is completed, America has paid its dues to the Filipinos.
So how long will you continue to fight for this?
As long as it takes.
Back at the American Cemetery in Manila, the names of both Filipino and U.S. soldiers continue to be a reminder of the close ties and the sacrifice that both nations once shared. I'm Dorian Marina in Manila.